Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Midday Money Show Minute. I'm Tony Husbands, a financial coach with the Debt Free Divas, and this is a quick shot of uncommon financial good sense. Hey, Team Debt Free, I'm back. My sore throat is prayerfully a thing of the past, so let's jump into a new topic. Jim Rohn, a motivational speaker, is quoted as saying, "You are most like the five people you spend the most time with." Let's just say for the sake of argument that this is true. Think about the two, three, or four, or five people that you spend the most time with, outside of your kids, of course. Think about the folks who may influence the decisions that you make, the things that you do, things like that. Is that a scary proposition? Well, if it is, we're going to talk about this week how you upgrade your social circle without being, frankly, weird. That's just what I want to look at. Like most things, when we want to change, it starts with some preparation. So I suggest if your friend group is full of people who are making irresponsible choices with their money, aren't thinking long-term about financial success and wealth building, or are just comfortable being stuck in the status quo, your initial action might need to be to distance yourself from those bad influences. And let's just be frank about it. Those are influences on your life. Mom used to say, when you lay down with dogs, you get up with fleas. So, what are we going to do about it? Number one, I want you to audit your associations. Spend some time evaluating whether or not your social relationships are mutually beautiful. And if they're not, there's some in there that need to go, you might want to limit the time that you spend with people who don't share your financial philosophy. Why? Because those things might have influence on the way that you are living your life. Or number three, maybe you want to hang out on your terms. For example, you set up the friend dates. You set up the outings or the get-togethers and things like that such that they fit within your budget, such that they kind of inform the things that you want to do, and such that they support the goals that you're trying to accomplish in your life. So hang out on your terms and limit the non-productive socializing and fraternizing you do with people who don't share your long-term goals. Now, this relates to, I'm talking about social relationships, not your spouse, not your marital situation. We'll look at spousal relationships a little bit later this week. I'm talking about friends and family that we make optional decisions to invite into our lives. Those options should be honored as mutually beneficial or revoked to make room for people of substance. Let me say this. If you have a lot of unproductive, energy-sucking people in your circle, it can be hard to upgrade. People who are about something positive don't want your fleas. Have you started the Miracle Morning Challenge? This will help you revisit those long-term goals. Take that challenge, spice up your mornings, and head over to my page, debtfreedivas.org/miracle. Till we talk again, Team Debt Free, have a great Monday.